Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast for another episode in our consistency series. And I wanted to share a tool and a strategy that actually came up the other night when I was doing a live webinar inside of the consistency course. And one of the members was sharing that when she's using her Changemakers journal, and it has this daily prompt, and the prompt says, I am the kind of person who,
It also says, I will go to bed feeling proud because, looking at the day that you're in. And she said, I'm in a phase right now where I can't even think of what to put there when I think I'm the kind of person who I don't know. And she was feeling defeated because she couldn't think of what to put in there. And what I shared, I believe, has so many applications, especially to the pursuit of consistency. I said, the Changemaker's Journal is a tool, and you're using it as a weapon against yourself. It is a tool that you use to increase your awareness. It is not a weapon that you should use to judge if you've been good or if you've been bad, if you're doing well or you're not doing well. It is a tool. Don't use it as a weapon. The tie-in there to our pursuit of consistency is that when we have these days where we feel like, I dropped the ball, I said I was going to do these things, I didn't use these things, those reflections and whatever feelings come with them are tools. Don't use them as weapons. If you are feeling bummed that yet again you didn't follow through, don't use that feeling to beat yourself up and, oh, what's wrong with me, and dive into your feelings around the problem. Use that as a compass to point you in the direction you do want to go, for the feelings you do want to create. That sense of, I let myself down, is a tool. If you use it as a tool, it's not a weapon, even if you're choosing to weaponize it. Let that be a compass pointing you toward what you want and what you're able to do with it, what you're willing to do about it today, maybe even in the next hour. If you are feeling that you should be further along in your journey, if you are feeling like, oh, there's been so many excuses lately, use those reflections as tools, not as weapons. One of the big reasons people struggle with consistency is because they get caught up in how they perceive this judgment of what is behind them. They're so fixated on how they feel about what they've done or not done in the past that they don't have time or energy to give to what they can do today. When we use it as a tool, we turn it into an inquiry about what we're able and willing to do today. When we use it as a weapon, we're just simmering in our feelings around the problem instead of letting it propel us or be a stepping stone into where we want to go. So that thing you think is a weapon, it's probably actually a tool. Use it as a tool. Now, I know that sometimes these messages are going to be really clear on what we can do. And some people are in a phase where they can take it and run with it. And other people feel like they need a little more support. They want more structure. They want more accountability. And please know there are those things for you. On the free side, we got over 1,000 podcasts on pretty much any topic related to health, fitness, goal achievement, motivation, consistency. Dive into the podcast, search around on primalpotential.com. You could get Chasing Cupcakes, right, on the very low end of the price spectrum, or Tools for the Trenches, or the Changemakers Journal that we talked about at the start of this episode. Or if you really want that coaching and that relationship for accountability, check out the Consistency Course, and I'll link up that stuff in the show description. But we are doing this 365 times, coming at you every single day with a message to help you transform this notion of consistency and this desire for consistency into a practice of consistency.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pair.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.